211 billion. That's an incredible amount of money. What do they spend it on?
Oh, fashion, fast food, movies, CDs, electronics, concert tickets. Generation Yers like to have fun.
Are there special brands that this generation prefers?
No, not in the way that their parents preferred Levi jeans or SUVs. Generation Yers like anything that's hip or hot at the moment, but that can change very fast.
So what do marketers need to know if they want to sell to this group?
I think the main thing to remember is that this is the internet generation, the generation of instant messaging. They have grown up with the media, so they are very smart shoppers. They don't like traditional advertising techniques. And as I said, they are not loyal to specific brands. And they love fads. Like right now, graphic t-shirts and flip-flops are totally in.
Is Generation Y found only in the U.S., or is it in other countries as well?
Well, Generation Y is actually an international phenomenon, although it has different characteristics in different countries. In Eastern Europe, for example, it's the first generation to grow up without communism. And in other countries like, Korea and Greece, this is the first generation to grow up with a high standard of living. These young people want to be modern. I mean, they're not interested in the traditional way of life. Also, they identify more closely with the West, and that can cause conflict between them and the generations that came before them.
Dr. Harris, before we conclude, may I ask you a personal question?
Go ahead.
What generation are you?
I'm a baby boomer, born in 1960. But my daughter, who was born in 1984, is Generation Y. And believe it or not, she loves listening to my old Beatles records.
No kidding. Dr. Harris, this has been very interesting. Thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.